So I have some things that you may not have heard just yet, but I wanted to share with you because I thought, hey, you know, you should know some of the stuff that's going on here, including one that is blowing my mind. I can't believe this person still has their job. There's a superintendent for schools in California, and you would think after hearing this, you're like, how do they still have a job? So a California school district voted to fire its superintendent. They claim she bullied students for not clapping for her daughter. This is unbelievable. I was watching the video on the school board meeting on this. She's being accused of texting students after they didn't clap loud enough for her daughter when she won a softball award. She reportedly threatened to pull them from graduation if they didn't apologize. Now, the superintendent denies all of the allegations, except they did an investigation on it. Oh, she was texting students and making threats and intimidating and all that. It was like, we've all seen a level of abuse of power somewhere in some line of work. Everyone's been witness to it somehow, somewhere. That's one of those ones, though, that you just can't talk. You know, we're trying to get bullies out of the school, not have them run it. I'm just saying, you know, I'm going from there. And then I have to give credit to this woman. A woman says Little Kim's dance moves for the 1990 song Quiet Storm saved her from a shooting. Now, this is almost a tragic story and horrifying, but you can at least get a hold of Little Kim and say, now, wait a minute here. This was a good story. An Alabama woman is going viral after she described escaping a shooting on the news. She was running from gunfire in her apartment complex with her baby and said that she was dodging. She goes, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, doing my Little Kim. If you didn't know about it, she's referring to the music video for the 1999 Quiet Storm. She managed to save herself and her baby by driving away. So she got away. There's a story to tell your friends one day. Horrifying, yes, in the moment. Afterwards, you're like, Little Kim saved my life. I mean, how often do you get
that's
to say
grandma
that?
Grandma lore right there.
Right? Grandma lore, that's awesome. I got one more for you. Did you happen to see any of the videos of Halle Berry yelling on the Capitol building steps? I am menopause. Did you catch this? Oh,
no.
Good Lord. That's what you need is somebody crazed with that yelling at Halle Berry doesn't care that you know that she has menopause. Frankly, it is what it is. It's part of life. I mean, you know, who cares, right? I mean,
yeah.
They say, why else would she yell it from the steps of the U.S. Capitol? She joined some senators to unveil a new bill that would pump about $250 million into resources for menopause education and research, something the Oscar winner says her own doctor could benefit from. Ouch. Listen, Halle, I can tell you the research on that has been hot and cold over the years. That one's for you. Thank you.